Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 73rd Venice International Film Festival, directly from the press conference. I'm with me, Rama Burstein, for a film Through the World in the Orizzonti section. So welcome, Rama.
Thank you for having me.
You were already on Fred when you presented the Fill the Void some years ago, so we are very glad to have you back. As you can see, this year we are the official international radio partner of the festival, so we're very glad to have to share this experience with you on the film. So tell me, how did it start? Why did you feel the need to explore your, again, a story of a woman, a strong woman again?
I wanted to explore the point where you start believing very strongly. It's a point, it's a key. You have to find, it's a key. There's a door and there's a key that starts something new in your life, where it's hopeful and optimistic, and it's not because things in real life are hopeful and optimistic. It's a believing thing. And I was looking for that key, because I know this is the key. This is what we need. This is what I need. I need to be able to get up in the morning, get out of bed, not because good things are happening, because I believe that good things are happening. It's very, very delicate and very, very strong to understand that point, where it's the believing in it is better than, like, even if in the movie, that when you see the girl that dancing, there's no reason to dance. This is why it's so strong, because they find that point in dancing, yes, the energy without a reason. This is believing, you know.
If you remember when we talked the first time about Field of Void some years ago, we talked about our the interest we have in common, Jane Austen, because I found similarities in that. And is there still that approach in you? So what do you like about that approach, and why did you decide to portray this story also in that way, with strong women taking, you know, taking control of their lives?
I think Jane Austen, because of the time that she was working in, where women were not able to do things in a way that they maybe wanted, her strength is because she spoke. The women didn't want to change the rules. That's what's strong about Jane Austen, that they're in her world just doing their thing. They're not breaking the rules, which I totally believe in. And in this way, it's similar. I think that the minute you don't touch women and men, they don't touch, then you would go all the way back to Jane Austen. And if it has like a fairy tale kind of mood, then you're going to go to Jane Austen. In this terms, it turns about the modesty and being strong without wanting to change the rules all the time. I think this is what makes it similar.
What are your influences in terms of the genre? Because I found out that there were so many. You reminded me, for example, of French comedy. You reminded me of American comedy. So what did you learn to mix all these influences?
I find that I saw a TV show, an Australian TV show. It's called Offspring. That really caught me, because I guess in Australia, they don't care about genres so much. You can cry and laugh and laugh and do whatever you want, which I love. I loved it. It's not American, and it's not English, it's not European. They just do whatever they want, which I totally adore. And I said, you don't have to decide. You just, you know, just live it. And it's a mixture. It has a wrap of a romantic comedy, but it has a lot of dramatic points, and there's suspense because you really don't know what's going to happen. The whole thing, it's an experience. It's kind of an adventure. You have everything in it, like life.
I was thinking that talking about your protagonist, Michal, and that in a way she's more religious than the others, because she believes that God will help her find her way, her destiny.
But, you know, believing is very tricky, because believing starts, it starts when you stop knowing. If you know, then you don't need to believe. Believe is like, I don't know, but I believe. So she's not more religious because she goes back and forth. She's like, she believes and then she says, I'm lying, I don't believe at all. And she believes and I don't think it's going to work. She goes back and forth like, this is what it is. It's like something, it's a sport. You have to rehearse. You have to practice belief. In this terms, she's more religious, but, you know, everyone around her just think that she's, you know, some of them think that she's crazy doing that, going through this.
I know that you want her, your protagonist, not necessarily to find the man in her life, but to find truth. Can you explain more about that?
It's okay, it's like she almost got married and the guy cancels a month before, and she's waiting for so long for this thing, for the partner. It's not marriage, it's about that love that she's waiting for. And when that happens, you have two options. It's either you're going to go to bed, you cover yourself, and you just don't want to get out. Or you find this thing that makes you jump to a different point, where she says, God is not cruel. He's not cruel. This is made for a reason. Probably it's another groom, better for me. And she goes with that feeling. She gets that leap of faith, and she starts working on that energy. And once she opens that energy, then a lot of weird things happen because of that. So it's like, if you open up to that possibility, then the whole reality changes. A rock star is a possibility, you know.
Without spoiling the end, have you ever considered to have the film end in a different way? Maybe without her going till the end with this? I don't know, by giving up on that particular day or wedding and deciding to try and explore other things, other relations?
Even when the script was written and then when it was done and people saw it in the editing room, everyone was feeling that maybe there was a point where she had to stop. But that's the difference between 99 and 100. If you stop, that means that you settle for 99. She goes all the way. You need to be very strong and very brave to do that. So the character just goes for it and see what happens.
Thank you so much, Rama.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
For this wonderful experience.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.